In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as I mentioned in the announcements, we had our first Orthodox Forum, our Young Adult Forum, this past Thursday. And the way the evening typically works is after everybody kind of rolls in at the semi-appointed time of 7:30 to whatever, then we'll eat a little bit, and then there's some sort of a little crowd breaker. I think the crowd breaker this time was the question, what is your spirit fruit? Keeping with my ethnic stereotype, I choose fig as my spirit fruit. And then there's a question. The question that we pursued this past week was, what does it mean to give your life to God? What does it mean to give your life to God? And I said, you know, that I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's really something that I wanted to preach about in a little bit of a different way this coming Sunday. Now, when we think about what it means to give our life to God, I hope that most of us think about the saints. It's easy in this church, obviously, to look around us and see all of the saints. And how does one end up being a saint? Well, more often than not, by being a martyr, or by being an ascetic, somebody who goes and lives in a monastery and lives a stringent monastic life, or by being someone who, this is not an ecclesiastical term, but somebody who in the history of the church was a game changer. A St. Basil, a St. Nicholas, a St. John Chrysostom, etc. Someone very close to me asked me recently, well, what about the rest of us? What, you know, we can't all be martyrs or ascetics, and where does that leave us? And I said, well, you know, it's kind of like watching the Olympics. Very, very few people can do the things that Olympic athletes do, but we still watch them, because it reminds us exactly what the human body is capable of, and we hope that it inspires us somehow to take care of our own bodies the best way that we can. But really, what about the rest of us? What is it that our life is called to be if not every one of us is going to end up with an icon of us on a church someplace? And the answer I would offer up this morning with regard to what it means to give your life to God is that each one of us, if we're going to live out our Christianity, must embrace the path to sainthood that has been laid out for us. Every human being throughout his or her life really has multiple opportunities to embrace this path to sainthood. And you see, no one gets to choose their path to holiness or their path to sainthood. It's not up to us. I mentioned Thursday night, somebody might have it on his or her heart to memorize all of the Psalms, 150 or 151, depending on how you count them. And that is what they're going to do to make their path to sainthood. But then it turns out that one of their parents gets ill at a young age, and they have to spend decades taking care of their parent. That is their path to sainthood. I've had more than one parent tell me, I just can't pray the way I used to because I have to spend all my time changing diapers and washing baby clothes. Well, changing diapers and washing baby clothes is definitely one of the paths to sainthood. You see, good things happen to us as individuals, when we embrace that path to sainthood: a crisis, an addiction that must be overcome, a bad habit that we know we lived with for too long, and we say, no, this is my path to sainthood, this is what I'm taking on, and it changes us. But not only that, it changes the world around us. The world is a much better place when it's filled with people who are on their path to sainthood. Now, like many things in life, that's easier said than done. But there's ways that you and I can prepare ourselves for the struggle, for the challenge, for the unexpected obstacle that pops up in front of us when we least want it to. One of the ways that we prepare ourselves is by being attentive to little things during the course of our life, little spiritual things. You know, Jesus says he came not to abolish the law, not to do away with one dot or one iota. He's attentive to detail. Even in one of his parables, he makes the statement, the parable of the talents. He says, you've been faithful over a little, you will be set over much. Little things matter to Jesus, and little things matter to you and to me. And so if we are being attentive to the little things of life, the prayers, the kindness, the fasting, and on it goes, then we will be more vigilant when we see before us a path to sainthood. And we identify it clearly, and then not only that, but because we have been attentive to the little things in our spiritual life, we have the courage to set down that path and not to ignore that call to be different, to be holy, to be saintly. And the second way that you and I prepare ourselves for our own respective path to sainthood is by being here, by worshiping together, by coming to liturgy. See, when you and I gather together here, it helps to stave off the isolation that happens when those opportunities for sainthood present themselves. Because always, right, always the path to sainthood is not pleasant, it's not pretty, it's hard. But it's even harder when we allow the devil to convince us that we're going through this alone. And so we come here together on Sunday mornings. In many ways, like a super support group. Because every one of us here is going through something. Every one of us here has our own respective path to sainthood. Every one of us here has a challenge. And it's so wonderful to be supported and to be around people who not only love us, but people who understand that this Christian life of ours can be very difficult sometimes. The gospel reading this morning is really the story of many things, but it's the story of two people, one who embraced his path to sainthood and one who didn't. There was the rich man who forgave his debtor. He did the right thing. He had undoubtedly lots and lots and lots of money, and he did not want to see this man and his family punished by prison for this man's foolishness. And then we have the debtor himself, who has his own opportunity for sainthood in forgiving one of his brothers, but instead chooses to be punitive and miserly and vindictive. Which, by the way, being punitive and miserly and vindictive never leads to heaven. There is a story that I think I've shared with at least some of you in the past. And it has to do with being at a monastery, a woman's monastery on a hilltop in Romania. And I was driving there with the bishop and his deacon, maybe one other priest, and those are always interesting drives anyway, because it's always in a car that comfortably seats one person, and then there'll be four people in this car, and you're going back and forth on these mountain roads. And it's kind of like being one of the people on the bobsled, you know, and you say, well, if you're speaking of Olympics, in the Winter Olympics, you watch the four-man bobsled. You feel like you're in the four-man bobsled team as you bounce around the car. And Romanians, like Greeks, are absolutely convinced, by the way, that rolling down the window will give you a cold. So Greeks are not the only one with that strange custom. And so the windows are rolled up, which makes it even more memorable. But you're driving up to the monastery, and there are people walking uphill from the villages to go to the monastery to receive the bishop, because the bishop is going to do an unction service. And you'd wish you could pick them up, but the only thing you could really do is like climb on top of the car, which wouldn't be very safe. And they ring the bell, and people keep coming in. and that before you know it, there's a church or a chapel probably 1/8 the size of this space that's just filled with people, packed with people of all ages. And we do the whole Evangelium service. And so we are nearing the end, and needless to say, it was a bit warm. It was summertime, and I couldn't wait in my own weakness, if you will, to get out of the back door of the chapel and to get some fresh air. The service was over. I opened it, and what do I see but a woman old enough to be a grandmother. I'm certain she was a grandmother. And while everyone else was inside the church, she was crawling around the church on her hands and knees as a sign of piety. Something that I know you've seen in other Orthodox countries, tradition in Greece as well. But there she was by herself, crawling around the church on her hands and knees as a sign of piety. And of course, the first thing I thought is, what's wrong with me? I can't believe I'm complaining about being a little bit warm, and here's this lady. But you know, thinking about her, it's the perfect visual metaphor for this business of being on our path to sainthood. Your path to sainthood, my path to sainthood. Because that's what we have to do as we confront the challenges of life. Illness, addiction, disappointment, whatever it might be. Is that we have to get on our hands and knees and start crawling. That's the best you and I can do is to crawl. There's no sprint very often on the path to sainthood, and we crawl. And we beg. We beg for God's help. And I love the fact that this woman was doing this around the church, because that's what you and I have to do. We are crawling on our hands and knees, begging for God's help on that path to sainthood around the church. And who knows why that lady was doing it at that particular moment. Maybe she had a sick child, a sick grandchild. Maybe she herself had just learned that she was ill. Who knows what she was doing, why she was doing it. God himself only knows what's going on inside of you and inside of me, but something's going on inside of each one of us. And while we make this journey, each with our own unique path to salvation, we make this journey knowing that other people are on a similar path. So dear brothers and sisters, as we begin the ecclesiastical year, I would just like each one of us, please, to consider that no one among us gets to choose our path to sainthood, but we do have a choice. We can follow that path, or we can run from it. Running very often, denial, postponing, it seems like the easy way out, but it's not. It's not. Because the only response that you and I can make the challenge before us is to get on our knees and start crawling. And if you and I have the piety and the courage to do just that, then this year we will learn together what it means to give our life to God.